All right, so it is actually, according to my clock, 14 minutes to the hour of 7. We are here in the beautiful island of Barbados, and it's the same time across the Eastern Caribbean. For those of you like Mr. Hope who were not listening from the beginning, we are discussing this evening with Dr. Sean Russell. He is a medical practitioner. He does what is termed as integrative medicine, which is using a combination of traditional medicine and alternative medicine to reach the best outcomes for his patients. One of the questions I have for you, Dr. Russell, would have been the possible side effects of the red light therapy. You mentioned that red light is one of those wavelengths that is able to penetrate the skin. And we think about some of the treatments that are used in dermatology, laser and so on, and they tend to cause redness and irritation of the skin. Do we see these same things with red light?
Right. Well, red light is basically, red light therapy has been shown to be biphasic. That means that you want to get the dose right. If you underdose, you don't necessarily get good effects, but if you overdose, you don't necessarily get the beneficial effects. In terms of negative effects with red light, again, rarely do we see anything like that. We're careful with the dosing. I tend to be conservative and not want to overdose anybody with the red light. I think maybe on one occasion somebody just felt a tingling or an irritation with the use of the light, so we just did not, we just opted out of using that therapy for that person. But overall, it is well tolerated. And red light, what we have is different devices. Red light can be delivered in different ways. So the popular way that people will talk about would be the red light panel, and on the internet there's a lot of companies that are promoting their panels and saying the benefits of it. And basically with the panels, that tends to get more into the health and wellness people who want to be fitter, healthier, what people who do what it's called biohacking, where they use natural things to enhance their health and improve their performance. So red light therapy has been shown to increase your energy. There have been studies to show that pre-workout, using red light pre-workout increases the reps with weights. It has been shown to increase fat loss post, if you use red light pre-workout consistently. There's been increased fat loss, and there's science behind the red light opening the gateways for the fat cells to be fat to be released from the fat cells. Red light is there's a big thing with skin and red light. Red light is very useful for acne, and we have a device called the Seluma device, which is FDA approval. We had mentioned that these therapies that don't typically get FDA approval, but the Seluma device is FDA approved for acne treatment, for improvement of aging, for arthritis and muscle pains. The FDA has approved the Seluma device, so that device is available. The other thing with the red light therapy is, as I said, improving the skin. We've had cases where we've had skin lesions, lacerations, and ulcers that responded well to the red light therapy. The other thing is that we have a high intensity red light beam, which I have been using for tendinopathies where the tendons are inflamed or trigger points. And the results with that have been very, very impressive. Many times the pain relief is almost immediate. So the red light therapy is very, very useful, as I said, in terms of those kinds of issues, as I said, with the tendinopathies and other painful conditions. Red light is good for cellulite reduction, and I'm actually before long going to have something available to people of Barbados for reducing cellulite. So the girls who want to look even nicer, that will be coming soon. So yes, those are some of the things with red light therapy. Improving energy and also recovery is a big one. Recovery post surgery, as I had mentioned, recovery post trauma, overall recovery post-exertion. Studies have shown that, you know, if you watch TV, you probably see in some of the shows, athletes going in a tub of ice water. It's called ice immersion. Post-exertion to reduce the muscle injury and improve muscle recovery post-training and post-games. Red light therapy has been touted as superior in terms of getting that post-game, post-trauma recovery.
Sorry,
Dr. Boyce, one quick query, and then you can carry on smartly. There's a query here on the WhatsApp that's trying to figure out how does it match up in terms of cost with conventional medicine? In other words, is it cost effective? I think that's the best way of putting it.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions.
Oh, okay. Well, then carry on.
Yes, we will touch on it. The question that I was going to start with just now is, we've spoken from the point of view where traditional medicine has not worked and the persons try alternative medicine. What about those persons who have come to you from the traditional route and they've come to you and they've not met with any success? What becomes of those patients?
Sorry, they haven't met any success with conventional medicine, you mean?
Right, no, they haven't had success with conventional medicine, so they've come to your office or to any other treatment modality, but you can only speak about your treatments, yeah. And they have not gotten the improvement that was expected. What becomes of those patients?
They didn't get the improvement expected from conventional medicine or from my alternative medicine.
Okay, so conventional medicine didn't work for them. They didn't get the improvement. So then they came to you for integrative medicine, which is conventional plus the alternative medicine, and they have not had any relief from their chronic back pain or their pinched S1 and S2. What becomes of those patients? Where do they go? What do you tell them?
I usually I'm always looking for something else. There are many things in the armatorium. And so, you know, you're always looking for another option. As I would have said, and you pointed out, there are some people that, you know, whatever we have to date in 2021 doesn't work. And you just, the door is open. If I come up with anything else that I think will help, then I would reach out to them. But, you know, you just are sympathetic because, you know, that's just how it is. As you said, everybody is not the same, and you're going to have that person where, you know, for some reason, what we have available is not working.
One of the questions I was also going to ask would be cost effectiveness. And of course, we're not going to ask on air the cost of treatments. But you said that, I think it was an adjective you used before, simplistic, meaning that it was beautifully simplistic or something like that, you said about the treatment, because, you know, persons are expecting these grandiose things, and it's something as simple as, you said, treated water and some rings or a mat, depending on where the person is being treated. For an individual, do you think it is cost effective to try these different alternative therapies, or is this going to break the bank? Because again, in my research, many of these treatments were not covered under insurance policies in the larger countries. I'm not certain about the insurance coverage here in Barbados, but you can speak to that.
Yeah, well, as you pointed out, insurance companies are very conservative, so they typically cover traditional or conventional stuff and not alternative stuff by and large. Cost effectiveness is a very relative scenario. Certainly within my practice, I am responsible in terms of charging. And it's a tricky thing, because what is it worth to you that you can't walk? You're walking with a stick, and within a few weeks' time, you're not walking with a stick. What is that worth to you? What is it worth to you that you're always in pain, and now you're not always in pain anymore? What is it worth to you that you were told that you had to spend X amount of money in surgery, and you've gotten treatment, and you no longer require the surgery because the problem, at least for that point in time, has improved? So, you know, some of the conventional therapies or medications can be extremely expensive. You start talking about some of the chemotherapy and so on, that gets very expensive, and you may not be in a position to take advantage of that, but you want to at least explore some other options. So cost effectiveness is going to be one of depending on the situation and how the person will benefit. But obviously I'm going to say that from our neck of the woods, we think it's very cost effective.
One of the problems we have here as medical doctors and researchers in Barbados is that when we're looking for research in Barbados, we're looking for local figures. There is a paucity, that's the word of the day, paucity. There is very little data available for us to use as local physicians. So we tend to have to base our findings and we have to draw, what's the word I'm looking for? We have to draw analogies and we have to kind of extrapolate the data and so on. Do you think that in your neck of the woods that there is potential for you to do some studies to see whether or not these treatments are effective and therefore bring greater credence and validity to PEMF and red light therapy here in Barbados?
Well, good question. But we have to look at certain things. One, Barbados being a small society, word of mouth works. And if something isn't working, it's only a matter of time before people figure out it's not working. Once it stands the test of time, it works. In terms of actually doing the research and so on, as you know, that calls for funding. And as you know, most funding comes from drug companies. And drug companies are not going to fund something that doesn't give them a $1 billion drug. And most of the information doctors get is from studies funded by drug companies. So in terms of getting the kind of data you want, in terms of studies here, that is really a tough ask. It indeed is. But as I said, in terms of studies before, there are thousands of studies that do show that in many, many different indications that the red light therapy works and that the PMF therapy works. Particularly anything that's FDA approved, it means that it has to stand the scrutiny of working and not being claimed to work.
Okay, it's
Dr. Boyce.
We're in our final seconds.
Yes.
And Jason is going to interrupt me.
Yes, I am going to interrupt you because there's a query here. One last query. Doc, this one says, how many sessions does one get typically? For instance, where I would want to improve my health, would I schedule sessions once per month for a year or 2 years, or once every 3 months for life? Dr. Russell.
And here's where I'm going to jump in again. And I'm going to ask Dr. Russell to give the information as to how he can be contacted, where his office is located, and those questions such as number of sessions, cost of sessions, what goes on in a session, what can be expected, can all be answered by the very talented staff over at Dr. Russell's office. Dr. Russell?
Right. I am located in Belleville at Hammersmith House, which is on the corner of 3rd Avenue and George Street. The telephone number is 228-9351. The therapies are also available at 1359 Zen, which is in Sunset Crest, St. James. And the number there the cell number is 850-1359, 850-1359, or it's on Facebook, 1359 Zen on Facebook. So I'm located in Hammersmith House in Belleville, but the therapies that I offer are also available at 1359 Zen in Sunset Crest.
All right, just one more time, in case the listeners didn't get your telephone number, just give us those telephone numbers one more time.
At my office, it is 228-9351, and at 1359 Zen, it is 850-1359.
Dr. Russell, I wish to say thank you very much for being with us over this past hour, where we discussed the pulse electromagnetic field therapy and red light therapy, two alternative medicine therapies. And we wish you continued success in your practice. Thank you to all of those who called in or sent your queries via WhatsApp. As usual, it has been a pleasure being here with you all. To all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in. To my security guard friend over there at BRA Holtown, hi. Yes, I'll tell you very quickly. What happened was I walked in and I said I needed to get my license renewed. And she said, can you say that again? And I said, I came to get my driver's license renewed. She said, I recognize your voice. And I was surprised. I never realized that I had a very distinctive voice up until that point. So good evening to my friend. Yes, Grayson.
What? I'm just listening to what happened. I'm not saying anything. But you have a distinctive voice. Well, no, you know.
But I just want to say thank you, Renee. Thank you, Grayson. Thanks for the opportunity to share the information. In my pleasure.
Yes, it was our pleasure having you here, and don't be a stranger. Once the schedule allows, we'll have you back again.
I'd be glad to be back.
Yes, and to Cheryl, thank you for the 2 minutes that you've loaned me. Remember, you've been listening to the Better Health Radio Show, where we help you to live your best life. You can look out next week for another exciting show. I am your host, Dr. Renee Boyce, and I will be with you again, Lord willing, next Sunday.
All right. So thank you kindly. That's Dr. Boyce, as she said, the host of the Better Health Radio Show. And this evening she had on deck as her guest, Dr. Sean Russell. And a big thank you to him as well. So until we meet again next week, Wednesday, I almost said Wednesday, next week, Sunday. Have a good week, both of you, Dr. Russell and Dr. Boyce. And thanks again for dropping by.
Bye.
Bye-bye.